Hey, this is Letitia, and I've got another book for you. Now, the name of it is The Truth About Cheating, Why Men Stray, and What You Can Do to Prevent It. It's by M. Gary Newman. Now, he was on Oprah last month talking about this new book and the fact that it was inspired by an earlier appearance on her show. Now, I'd missed that one, but heard about it. The show took place not long after 9/11, when there were a number of women who had been cheated on by their firefighter husbands with the widows of other firefighters. The author was there to help these wives. Mr. Newman's book says that its purpose is to help women build a solid marriage. It discusses why and how men cheat, what to do to improve your marriage, healing after the affair, and my favorite parts are the statistics. It always amazes me that the numbers can be so far apart. I mean, it's mentioned that anywhere between 22 to 70% of married men cheat. Hey, that's the difference between two guys playing a little one-on-one in basketball and a whole damn pro team with two sitting on the bench. Now, somewhere in all this research, it's been said that around 50% of men do it. I'm sure that it's purely coincidental that over half of all marriages end in divorce, although the number one reason is not because of infidelity. It's always about something else, isn't it? The reason men and women cheat, the explanation of why some people find it easier to give up and give in than to try and make things work. It's somewhat comical to me that I hear a lot of people blaming the internet for the surge of cheaters. It's only funny because there has been research dating back as far as the early 50s that suggests that nearly one half of married men back then were cheating or had cheated on their wives too. Of course, that was a long time before cybersex, chat rooms, and webcams were even thought about. I'm sure that the creation of the internet has made finding someone to do your thing with a whole lot easier, but it by no means has made men do it. The reality is that these guys, whether it's 2 or 7 out of 10, they are not cheating alone. As the book points out, the days of lying to a woman about being married or unhappy in your relationship is no longer required to get a woman in bed. The other day I was having a conversation with my massage guy, who's married. He tells me this story about one of his coworkers that's been coming on to him. I ask, "Doesn't she know you're married?" He laughs. "Yeah, but a lot of women don't care." That's a whole nother article. This is Letitia. Do you? Could you? Have you? Would you? Remember the verse, "Do unto others"? I get it. Do you?